Kia ora, and welcome to digital output number 5. This is track 5C, further information accompanying web page text. Overview of Dunkirk. In 1940, the Battle of France lasted barely 6 weeks. Only the British could stop Hitler's takeover of Europe once France surrendered. French and Belgian forces, as well as the British Expeditionary Force, BEF, were beside on the western coast of France, while the Nazis moved through from the east. By May, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and other high-ranking officials realised that the BEF needed to be saved or Britain risked losing the war. Operation Dynamo was the code name for the evacuation strategy. It was determined that the British and French forces stranded in Western Europe would undertake a combat retreat towards Dunkirk's port and beaches under the command of Lord John Gort, the BEF commander. This was done to provide time for escape by delaying the German approach. England's safety was just around 20 miles away, nearly within a swimmable distance. For the Allied forces beside at Dunkirk, though, help appeared both close and far away. When Hitler ordered a stop to the German offensive, the Allies received some assistance. Instead of utilising ground forces, Hermann Göring, the chief of the Luftwaffe, German Air Force, persuaded Hitler that the Allies could be destroyed by massive aerial bombardment. This was a costly error on Hitler's side, since it allowed the Allies to fortify fortifications and organise evacuation preparations. Recognising the hazardous situation and the little window of opportunity for escape, the British Admiralty appealed to the British people for assistance. Hundreds of fishing vessels, sailboats and other watercraft risked underwater explosives and flanking, as well as the Luftwaffe bomber strikes to rescue their compatriots in need. The harbour at Dunkirk had been brutally bombed, rendering it unsuitable for a large-scale evacuation, despite a brave fight by the British Royal Air Force, RAF. As a result, boats had to hurry to the coastline, leaving many men waiting inside the water for hours to reach safety, which was aided by smoke and cloud cover. Small civilian ships could do so, which were used to ferry soldiers to sea prior to getting transferred to bigger warships. Upwards of 338,000 British and French troops were rescued at Dunkirk during May 26 and June 4, 1940, as part of Operation Dynamo. Over 4,000 lives lost in Calais, with soldiers sacrificing themselves to the Germans to allow Operation Dynamo to occur. The Dunkirk evacuation, often known as the Spirit of Dunkirk, was a significant boost to British morale. Against all chances, the soldiers were evacuated, prompting the British to continue the war. Winston Churchill's speech, "We will fight them on the beaches," was delivered to support morale for soldiers and the rest of Britain during the Dunkirk battle. Nonetheless, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill understood that the most difficult effort was ahead of him, since Nazi executives had shifted their focus to Britain. Significance to New Zealand. It is known that New Zealanders served in the air wing during the Battle of Dunkirk prior to the larger Battle of Britain, preventing Germany from invading the United Kingdom and acting as a turning point of the war. 24 of the casualties from the Battle of Dunkirk were New Zealanders. Ernest Howarth, aged 21 years old, likely died in Calais, marked as a missing person after he flew over Calais on May 27, 1940. To draw the German forces away from Dunkirk. He was there to drop ammunition when his aircraft crashed. Many stories appear like Ernest Howarth's. Sid Hall's is another story, a Royal Artillery gunner, seeing the battle fold out in Dover on the White Cliffs. He would appear for talks during the namesake film Dunkirk, created in 2017, discussing his experience as a witness of the battle and ensuing evacuation. Describing Dunkirk as an incredible moment in history, remembering the enemy bombers setting fire to the oil tanks at Dunkirk, Rolston, 2017. While there are many stories of New Zealanders and their experiences of Dunkirk, memorably is Alan Deer, a Spitfire pilot as shown in the PowerPoint below. New Zealand profited financially from the Second World War, including the Battle of Dunkirk. Māori and Pākehā were likewise pulled together by the war, both abroad and at home. New Zealand's ties to the crown were strengthened during this time. Women had also served in the military as well as in industries and in farms. A turning point had been reached as well to the role of women and their participation in the workforce. Many war memorials, particularly practical, such as halls and pools, were constructed across the nation, and many defence installations survived. This led to New Zealand being an active participant in the United Nations Founding Convention in 1945. War memorabilia, including from the Battle of Dunkirk, is displayed in both public and private collections across the country. The Dunkirk spirit impacted New Zealand soldiers fighting in the war, and like England, the morale of New Zealanders was boosted by the overwhelming success of the rescue at Dunkirk. The Battle of Dunkirk, prior to the larger Battle of Britain, was published significantly by the New Zealand media, directly from British sources, and read widely among the public. Reading the coverage calmed many worried families, but also provided significant information as to the progression of the war and New Zealand's role in it. Digital versions of these publications are available for public viewership on Papers Past, particularly for the purpose of historical scholarship. Furthermore, publications, historical artifacts, and other notions of interest that relate to New Zealand and the Battle of Dunkirk are stored within the Auckland Museum Collection, National Archives Collection, Alexander Turnbull Library Collection, among others, showing it's of significant historical value to New Zealand. An example of this is the meeting given to veterans of the Battle of Dunkirk, which Auckland Museum has one of in its collection. This is accompanied by a URL to the specific object. They also have a copy of a plaque for the Dunkirk Veterans Association, again, with a URL that links out to the object. Thank you for listening to track 5C on the audio guide. That concludes the audio guide. Thank you for listening.